want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim-fram sauce with the offs and fade, with shafafa on the side.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is shortbread cookies. David Brooks wrote, "Going back is a creative process. The events of childhood are like the Hebrew alphabet. The vowels are missing, and the older self has to make sense of them." Robert Frost's famous poem about the two paths diverging in the woods isn't only about the two paths. It also describes how older people go back in memory and impose narrative order on choices that didn't seem so clear at the time. That brings me to my grandmother, Nana, and her famous shortbread cookies she made for us each Christmas. When I was still a child, one of the surest signs that the holidays were coming was not Muzak droning out of a mall sound speaker system. It was coming home from grade school in early December, the sun already rushing away from the horizon of the just beginning to freeze lake that lay behind our house in northern Illinois, to see our Nana's big yellow earthenware bowl on the kitchen sideboard. Still holding my school books and wearing my jacket, I would lift the cover she'd placed on top of her bowl to see the 1 pound of butter and say a soft amen. She would allow the bowl to sit overnight covered like this. The next morning, while I got ready again for the walk down the hills to our grade school's bus stop, she would rub the sugar and butter with her hands until the sugar dissolved to the degree she deemed perfect. Only then would she proceed with what we all call, and we will always call, Nana's shortbread. Nana had us all completely convinced in her ability to cook. She was widowed at 60 when our grandfather passed on. They were both born in New York City around 1895 and lived there until the Depression hit and it became economically necessary to move to the softer real estate costs available in New Jersey. I imagine it was quite a challenge to move from the vibrancy of Chelsea out to the much more sylvan area of New Jersey they set up home in. Her life changed again radically when she came out to tend to us three children, born by her daughter Ruth. Our ages were ranging from about 9 to 13 at that time, and it took a very adaptive personality to become the mothering force we three kids necessitated. We three had different opinions of what should be served for dinner when we got home from school, while our mother worked at the various restaurants she did over those years. But we all three loved her shortbread cookies dearly. When I looked up shortbread in one of my culinary reference tomes, the Larousse Gastronomique, it informed me that shortbread is a biscuit cookie rich in butter, which is served with tea and traditionally eaten at Christmas and New Year, originated in Scotland. At that moment, I remembered that on our Nana's side of the family, her maiden name was Quinn, my great-great-great-grandmother was said to be the baker for the Queen of England when the Queen summered in Scotland. I didn't know that or care back in grade school. I couldn't exactly bring my great-great-great-grandmama to show and tell. And the thought of sharing these cookies was something I found difficult, even to do with my sisters. Proust found the muse in Madeleines. I had Nana's shortbread. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.
C is for cookie, that's good enough for me. C is for cookie, that's good enough for me.